A big welcome to your Path to Career Success podcast that's your compass in navigating the winding roads of your professional journey. I'm Catherine Hall, your guide, or as I like to call myself, the Career Owl. In today's episode, we're delving into the essential art of crafting a winning CV and cover letter. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting out, having a standout CV and cover letter can make all the difference in landing that dream job. So let's dive in. Understanding the purpose. Before we jump into the nitty-gritty details, let's clarify the purpose of a CV and cover letter. The CV, or curriculum vitae, is essentially a summary of your professional and academic achievements, skills and experiences. It provides recruiters and hiring managers with a snapshot of your qualifications and accomplishments. On the other hand, the cover letter serves as a personalised introduction highlighting why you're the perfect fit for the position and how your skills align with the company's needs. It's your opportunity to showcase your personality, enthusiasm and specific reasons for applying to the role and company. Crafting your CV. Now let's delve into crafting that perfect CV. Begin by organising your CV in a clear and concise format. Opt for a professional font such as Arial or Calibri and choose a layout that is easy to read and visually appealing. At the top of your CV, include your contact information comprising your name, phone number, email address and LinkedIn profile URL, if you have one. Remember to use a professional email address, ideally one that includes your full name rather than a nickname or hobby. Following your contact details, consider including a professional summary or objective statement. In the UK, this section is often referred to as a personal profile. Use this space to highlight your career goals and key strengths, focusing on what you can offer to potential employers. Moving on to the work experience section, list your previous roles in reverse chronological order, starting with your most recent position. For each job, include the job title, company name, location and dates of employment. Use bullet points to outline your key responsibilities and achievements in each role. In the UK, it's common to include specific metrics and achievements, such as percentage improvements or monetary figures. For example, rather than stating simply increased sales, you might say increased sales by 20% within 6 months. Don't forget to tailor the content of your CV to the specific job you're applying for. Research the company and the role thoroughly and identify the key skills and experiences they're looking for. Then highlight relevant achievements and experiences from your own background. This could involve rearranging the order of your sections, emphasising certain skills, or including additional sections such as relevant coursework or projects. In addition to work experience, include sections for relevant skills, education, certifications, and any additional achievements or interests. In the UK, it's common to include information about your education, including your degree, university name, and graduation year. If you have any additional qualifications or certifications relevant to the job, be sure to include them as well. Finally, remember to keep your CV concise and relevant. In the UK, a 2 to 3 page CV is typically the norm. Use active language and avoid unnecessary jargon or acronyms. And always proofread your CV carefully before sending it off, paying special attention to spelling, grammar and formatting. By following these tips and tailoring your CV to the UK job market, you'll be well positioned to make a positive impression on potential employers. If you need any assistance with your CV, I have two options available for you. Option one, my Create Your Own CV Toolkit, which allows you to create your CV for yourself, utilising my suggested outline. This is available to purchase from my website, priced at $9.99. Option two, working one-to-one with me, where I create your new CV for you. Writing the cover letter. Moving on to the cover letter, let's explore how you can make a lasting impression with this crucial document. Your cover letter is your opportunity to showcase your personality, enthusiasm, and specific reasons for applying to the role and company. Addressing the cover letter appropriately is essential. Whenever possible, address it to the hiring manager by name. You can often find this information in the job posting or on the company's website. If you're unsure of the hiring manager's name, you can address the letter to the hiring team or use a generic greeting such as Dear Hiring Manager or Dear Company Name Hiring Team. Now let's dive into crafting the content of your cover letter. Begin with a strong opening paragraph that grabs the reader's attention and expresses your genuine enthusiasm for the position. Start by mentioning where you found the job posting, whether it was on the company's website, a job board, or through a referral. and briefly explain why you're excited about the opportunity to join the company. Consider mentioning a specific aspect of the company's mission, culture, or recent achievements that resonates with you, demonstrating your genuine interest in the role. In the body paragraphs, it's time to delve into specific experiences and skills that make you a perfect match for the role. Draw attention to relevant accomplishments for your CV, but don't simply repeat what's already listed there. Instead, use the cover letter as an opportunity to provide context and insight into your achievements. Share examples of how you've successfully tackled challenges or contributed to previous employers, using concrete examples and quantifiable achievements wherever possible to lend credibility to your claims. This is your chance to demonstrate your unique value proposition and why you're the ideal candidate for the position. Finally, wrap up your cover letter with a compelling closing paragraph that reinforces your interest in the position and expresses gratitude for the opportunity to apply. Thank the reader for their time and consideration and invite them to contact you for further discussion or to schedule an interview. Be sure to include your contact information, including your phone number and email address, to make it easy for the reader to reach out to you. In conclusion, a well-crafted cover letter can set you apart from other applicants and leave a lasting impression on hiring managers. By addressing the letter appropriately, expressing genuine enthusiasm for the role and company, highlighting specific experiences and skills, and closing with a strong call to action, you can increase your chances of securing an interview and ultimately landing the job. Tailoring for success. One size does not fit all when it comes to crafting your CV and cover letter. Tailoring your application materials to each job description is not only crucial, but can significantly increase your chances of standing out as a top candidate. Start by dedicating time to thoroughly research the company. Understanding its values, mission, and culture is key to demonstrating your fit within the organisation. Explore the company's website, read recent press releases or news articles, and check out their social media channels to gain insights into their company culture and values. Next, carefully review the job posting to identify the key qualifications and requirements for the role. Pay close attention to the language used and take note of any specific skills or experiences mentioned. This will provide you with valuable information to tailor your CV and cover letter accordingly. When customising your CV and cover letter, focus on highlighting relevant experiences and skills that directly address the job requirements. Consider how your past achievements and experiences align with the responsibilities of the role and showcase them prominently in your application materials. Use language that mirrors the terminology used in the job posting. This not only demonstrates your understanding of the company's needs, but also helps your application resonate with the hiring manager. For example, if the job posting emphasises the importance of team collaboration, make sure to highlight instances of successful collaboration in your CV and cover letter. Additionally, consider including specific examples or anecdotes that illustrate your qualifications. Whether it's a project you successfully led or a problem you solved that directly relates to the job requirements, providing concrete evidence of your abilities can help you stand out from other applicants. By customising your CV and cover letter to showcase how your background aligns with what the company is looking for, you demonstrate to the employer that you've taken the time to understand their needs and are genuinely interested in the position. This personalised approach not only increases your chances of getting noticed, but also sets you apart as a proactive and thoughtful candidate. Remember, the goal is to make a strong connection between your skills and experiences and the requirements of the role. By tailoring your application materials accordingly, you position yourself as the ideal candidate for the job. Proofreading and polishing. Proofreading and polishing your CV and cover letter is essential before submitting your application. Spelling and grammar errors can leave a negative impression on hiring managers, so taking the time to review your documents carefully can make all the difference. Start by using spelling and grammar checkers to catch any obvious errors. However, don't rely solely on automated tools. Read through your materials manually to ensure accuracy. Automated tools may miss contextual errors or incorrect word usage that could still negatively impact your application. As you review your CV and cover letter, pay attention to formatting and consistency as well. Ensure that your fonts, headings, and bullet points are consistent throughout both documents. Check for any typos or formatting issues that could detract from the professionalism of your application. Consider asking a friend, family member, or mentor to review your CV and cover letter as well. Fresh eyes can often catch mistakes that you might overlook staring at your documents for too long. They can also offer valuable feedback on areas for improvement, such as clarity of language or the overall impact of your application. In addition to checking for errors, ask your reviewer to assess how your application comes across to someone who may not be familiar with your industry or background. Are your experiences and achievements clearly communicated? Does your cover letter effectively convey your enthusiasm for the position and company? Soliciting feedback from others can provide valuable insights and help you fine-tune your application material to maximum impact. Remember, your CV and cover letter are your first introduction to a potential employer, so it's important to make a positive impression. By proofreading and polishing your documents thoroughly, you can ensure that your application stands out for all the right reasons. Conclusion. As we wrap up this episode, remember, crafting a winning CV and cover letter is a critical step in your job search journey. By understanding their purpose, tailoring them to each opportunity, and thoroughly proofreading your materials, you can increase your chances of standing out to potential employers. Remember, your CV and cover letter are your first introduction to a company, so make them count. A big thank you for tuning into Your Path to Career Success, where your dreams and your career intertwine. If this episode lit a fire within you, hit that subscribe button, share the love with a review, and spread the wisdom with your friends and co-workers. Alternatively, follow me on LinkedIn, Catherine Hall, the Career Owl. Stay tuned for more golden nuggets to help you navigate the winding roads of your professional journey.